We have preacher Vuti Normandia from USGA come to visit us and bring the message.
很感谢神，今天要在这边为我们证道的是从美国总会来的Vuti 传道。
He's a preacher in the USGA.
那么他身为是美国总会的传道。
This time he specially come to assist our student spiritual convocation.
那这一次今天他来到我们这个地方，最主要是协助我们即将要举开的学生灵恩会。
And of course, from tonight and tomorrow, we'll have the chance for him to share his wonderful testimony for us.
那么我们也利用今天晚上以及明天聚会的时间，让他来跟我们分享他所得到蒙恩的见证。
And tonight his topic is to live a life of thanksgiving.
那今天晚上他要用过一个感恩的生活，跟大家一起来互相勉励。
Preacher Vuti, may God be with you.
Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
那么，Hallelujah，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
I praise and thank God I can come here safely to worship the true and living God with all of you.
那么今天我能够很感谢神，让我平安到达这个地方，和大家一起来分享神活生生的话语。
Tonight, I would like to share with you living a life of thanksgiving.
今天我要用这个题目过一个感恩的生活，和大家一起来勉励。
Actually, we reflect about our lives.
那么我们常常在想自己的生活。
There's many things that we can thank God for.
在我们生活当中，许许多的事情，我们都希望、都想要感谢神。
Thank God we can all can come here tonight and worship Him.
我们常说感谢神，今天晚上在这个地方一起来敬拜神。
And thank God that we have a job to work every single day.
那么感谢神，我每一天都有正常的工作可以做。
And thank God that God can bless us with a wonderful family.
那么也感谢神，让我有一个美好完善的家庭。
But what does it mean to truly live a life of thanksgiving?
那么到底我们要如何真的过一个感恩的生活呢？
But why sometimes it's so difficult for us to live a life of thanksgiving?
为什么有些人在有些时候却不能过一个感恩的生活呢？
I remember one time a pastor went to Australia.
那么有一次有一个传道到澳洲。
And he was so impressed by one of the brother's house because it was so big and so beautiful.
那么这个传道被一个弟兄的家呢，事实上非常的，他的家非常大的，让人家觉得非常惊人。
So behind the brother's house is the ocean.
那么在这个房子后面呢，一片的海。
And in front of his house is a beautiful garden.
那么在他房子前面呢，是一个非常漂亮的花园。
So the pastor asked the brother, say, wow, you must really enjoy to live here.
所以这个传道就是说，弟兄啊，你真的非常，住在这边真好啊。
And then the brother said, yeah, for the first several months, I really love to live here.
那么他说，头几个月我真的很感觉住在这里真棒。
Every morning we'll rise early to see the sunrise.
那么每天早上就是看着太阳起来享受日落的情况。
And at night time you go see the sunset while he was fishing.
那么在晚上的时候，他可以驾着自己的船在海边上看着日落。
And then he shared after several months later, everything becomes so old, and then you know he gets so sick of everything.
那么但是几个月之后，这个太阳起来跟这个夕阳就不再对他那么的感动了。
Actually, sometimes we are human beings, we get sick of things very easy.
因为当我们的人常常会有喜新厌旧的现象。
I remember when I first got my driver license.
我还记得我刚刚拿到我的驾照。
My parents brought me a brand new car.
那么我的父母帮我买了一个全新的车。
The first couple of months, really, I take really good care of this car.
刚开始几个月呢，这个新车对我来说非常重要，我每天把它洗得干干净净。
I make sure that the gas tank is always full.
而且我每天都加满了油。
And almost every day, I'm out there polishing the outside.
而且每天呢，我都在外面把我的车弄得漂漂亮亮的。
If it's possible, I would take my shoes off when I go in the car because I love it so much.
干净的程度，甚至我开车的时候都想把鞋子脱下来才坐进去。
But after several months later,
但是几个月之后，
my car was full of dents.
那么我的车子呢，又碰到，那边又撞到。
And my gas is always empty.
那么我的油总是加不满了。
And inside is full of trash.
那么里面也不干净了。
Actually, many young people we are like this.
那么今天我们的年轻人许许多多也都像这
样。Sometimes we get so excited for something, but sooner or later, that excitement has gone away very quickly.
有时候我们看到新鲜的东西出来，就觉得非常的过瘾，但是几个月之后就不再新鲜了。
But sometimes in a relationship, we do the same thing.
但是我们看看人跟人之间的关系，有时候也会这样。
I remember when I first met my wife.
我还记得刚刚碰到我太太的时候。
During that time, she was going to college.
在那个时候，她还是一个大学生。
And I live over 1 hour from her.
那么我跟她距离大概一个小时之远。
But every single morning I get up so early and bring her to school.
但是每天早上我特别起个大早，就是要带她上学。
And every time I talk to her on the phone.
而且每天我都要跟她在电话。
Even though sometimes after work I was so tired.
那么有时候我在过整天完了之后很累，但是还是要跟她讲电话。
But we spend 2-3 hours on the phone.
有时候花个两三个小时说 then, 说不完的话。
And then sometimes we do not say much.
虽然我们有时候说的不多
，and of course we are so tired，
因为我们每天都工作的累。
But then we say to you, why don't you go to bed？
那么有时候我们会说啊，你就先睡觉休息吧。
And we say, why don't you hang up first？
那么要不然你就先，要不然就我先。
No, you hang up first。
有时候说你先吧。
Because there are times you're so in love。
因为在那个时候，我们都感觉到那个热恋的情况。
So we say, why don't we count 1-2-3 then we hang up together？
那么我们这样数一二三，两个一起挂电话。
Then we go 1-2-3。
那我们就数一二三喽。
Hey, why are you still on the phone?
你为什么还在那边呢？不挂，
赶快挂电话。Why? Because that time you really feel that love for one another.
因为那个时候挂电话是多么可惜的事情。
But sometimes I talk to members who've been married for a long time.
有时候我看到弟兄姐妹已经结婚多年了。
And sometimes they get so excited when their husband go away for business trip for a couple of weeks.
那么我会看到有些太太们觉得说丈夫去出个公差，好高兴啊。
And under their breath they say, "Oh, thank God."
那么如果先生不在，他总觉得、哎、太棒了。
But actually, it should not be this way.
那么我们的这种情况，事实上在生活里面不应该发生的。
The longer we know each other，
那么我们认识越久
，The longer we should more be deeply in love。
那么我们应该爱得越深。
And the longer we know God，
那么我们认识神越久
，The more deep our love toward Him will become。
那么我们就应该爱神更深。
But this is some of the reason why we really do not live a life of thanksgiving。
但是我们真的想要了解说，为什么我们没有办法过一个感恩的生活
？Because sometimes we forget the first love。
因为我们常常会忘记那第一次的爱。
Let's turn the book of Luke chapter 17.
我们看看圣经路加福音十七章。
What is the motivation for us to live a life of thanksgiving?
那么十七章告诉我们说，我们每一天要用什么样的动力来过一个感恩的生活。
Luke chapter 17 verse 11.
路加福音第十七章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Verse 12.
12.
Then he said, enter a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Verse 13.
13.
And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Verse 14.
14.
So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. So we can see in these 4 verses, our Lord Jesus Christ, he was on his way to Jerusalem.
今天我们看到这四节里面看到主耶稣正往耶路撒冷城去。
But as he on his way to Jerusalem, he's going to pass through Samaria and Galilee.
那么在那个时候，他必须要经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
And then there's a time he enters a certain village.
那么这个时候，他经过一个村庄。
And there's a time there were 10 men that fall of leprosy.
在这个村子里面有10个长大麻风的人。
Because they have leprosy, they stood afar off.
那么因为他们有大麻风，所以他们都离人很远。
Because we know that those who struggle with leprosy, they cannot live with the common people.
因为我们都知道长麻风病的人不能够跟一般人住在一起。
So that's why when there's a person see a person who struggle with leprosy, they would yell out, leprosy, leprosy.
所以在那个时候，如果人家看到有人长了大麻风的话，都会说长大麻风。
So people just run away from them.
所以每个人都害怕跟这些人碰在一起。
And we know leprosy is not curable during that time.
在那个时候呢。麻风病没有办法被医治的。
So we can see their life is very miserable.
换句话说，长大麻风基本上就是绝症一样。
But during the time they saw Lord Jesus Christ,
在这个时候他们遇见耶稣了。
And then they lift up their voices and cry out, "Have mercy on us!"
那么他们立刻喊着耶稣说：“可怜我吧，夫子。
”And when our Lord Jesus Christ saw them,
当主耶稣看到他们。
And he said to them, "Go, show yourself to the priest." And it was so that they went; they were cleansed.
告诉他们一个指示，你们去把身体给祭司查看。So, 他们去的时候就洁净了。
So we know during the time when the Lord Jesus Christ saw them, he had compassion on them.
所以我们看到主耶稣看到这些长麻风病的人有了怜悯的心。
So all 10 of them were cleansed from their leprosy.
因此这十个麻风病人就这么好了。
So we want to truly live a life of thanksgiving.
所以今天我们想要过一个真正的感恩的生活。
We need to reflect about our lives.
我们要常常思想我们的生活。
What was our life like before we know our Lord Jesus Christ?
那么在我们认识主耶稣之前，我们的生活像什么样子
？But actually, before Lord Jesus Christ died and crucified Himself on the cross for us,
那么在主耶稣十字架上为我们受死的时候
，Every single one of us deserved to go everlasting hell.
那么今天的我们，事实上每一个人都是。不值得进天堂的。
Why? Because the sin from the beginning had also come to us.
因为人类的原罪事实上从源头就开始了。
So because of this sin, every single one of us deserves to live in everlasting hell.
因为罪的关系，每一个人事实上都无法进天国。
But God loves us so much.
但是神爱我们。
He sent His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross.
那么神差遣了他唯一的儿子来到世界上来救我们。
And those of us who cry out for mercy.
那么今天的我们就好像十个麻风病人一样，向夫子说：“可怜我吧。”
God also have cleansed us from our sin.
那么神用了他的主耶稣用了他的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
Sometimes when I think about my life.
有时候我想想自己的生活。
Actually, my life before I come to know Christ is very pitiful.
那么在我认识主之前，我的生活是很可悲的。
Because I live in a world without peace and without joy.
因为在我的生活里面，那个世界是没有任何喜乐的。
Even though in this world I had everything, but inwardly I feel so empty.
在那个时候是没有平安的。虽然我身边什么都有，但是我的内心空虚的。
That's why sometimes when I want to live a life of thanksgiving.
所以我要追求，我常常都追求要过一个感恩的生活。
And sometimes when I feel down and out.
那么有时候觉得自己却无能为力。
I remember how much God loves me.
我常常会要思想神爱我有多深。
Even though He is God, He came down as a man to die for our sin.
那么今天神道成了肉身，成为人，为我们的罪而死。
And because this alone, we should live a life of thanksgiving.
那么就因为这个原因，我们就应该过一个感恩的生活。
But how do we truly know we live a life of thanksgiving?
但是我们又如何知道我们的生活是真的感恩呢？
Let's read. 17 verse 15.
我们继续看十七章。
Luke chapter 17 verse 15.
十七章的第十五节。
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
那中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神。
So we know that during the time 10 lepers were cleansed.
我们都知道有十个麻风病人已经被治疗好了。
And in verse 15 it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
十五节告诉我们，其中有一个看到自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神。
Actually, we do not know how many years this man struck with leprosy.
我们并不知道这个人麻风病到底有多久了。
And we do not know, maybe this man, he has family.
我们也不知道这个人到底有没有他自己的家庭生活。
But when he was cleansed from his leprosy.
但是我们所知道的，当他的麻风病洁净之后。
But maybe the first thing that he wanted to do is go see his family.
也许他首要做的条件就，首要做的一件事情就是回家看家人。
Because maybe for 10 years he never seen his family.
也许在十年或者比十年更多的时间，他无法跟家人在一起。
But during this time he did not go to his family first.
但是他第一个反应却不是回家看他自己的家人。
But rather he returned back to glorify the name of God.
反而他却回到耶稣面前去大声荣耀归与神。
So what does this mean?
那么这告诉我们什么意思？
If we truly live a life thanksgiving,
如果今天我们真的过一个属灵感恩的生活，
we will put Christ first in our life.
我们就要把主耶稣放在我们生命中第一位。
But sometimes it's not easy for every single one of us to do this.
当然对我们每一位来说都不容易做。
Because sometimes we forget how much he loves us.
因为我们常常会忘记主耶稣到底有爱我多深。
And sometimes we forget the reason we are so blessed among people because of his love for us.
我们常常也忘记我们今天在人群当中为什么这么的有恩典。是因为神的恩典。
So that's why if we want to live a life of thanksgiving.
因此如果我们真的想要追求过一个感恩的
生活。We need to put him first in our life.
首先我们要把主耶稣放在我们生命中的第一
位。So why is it so important for us to put his, Jesus first in our lives?
那么在我们生命当中为什么这么重要要放主耶稣第一位呢？
Matthew chapter 10.
我们再看马太福音第十
章。The book of Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 33.
马太福音第十章三十一节。
10 verse 33.
马太福音第十章的第三十一节。
Actually, from verse 37.
我们看三十七节。
Verse 37.
三十七节。
He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
Actually, this is a very hard saying from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们刚看到这段经节，也许我们会觉得主耶稣似乎非常的狠心呢。
And he say here, he who loves father, mother more than me is not worthy of me.
这边告诉我们说，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。哎。
And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Actually, we know in this life the most important thing is our family.
我们都知道，在我们的生活当中，生命当中最重要是我的家人。
But during this time, why did our Lord Jesus Christ say, if you love your family more than me, you are not worthy of me.
那么主耶稣为什么要在这个地方用这个经节说，如果你爱你的家人超过爱我，你就不做我的门徒？
Actually, in the beginning, I truly do not understand this verse.
事实上，对我而言，刚开始我不了解这个意义
在哪里。But then, as I go through a trial and tribulation,
但是在我经过了许多的困难痛苦之后，
then I realize, yes, it's only true that we need to love Jesus more than our family.
那么我才能够认知，真的是这个样子，我们要爱耶稣超过爱我们的家人。
Because sometimes we are human beings, we think we know how to love.
有时候我们身为人常知道说自己懂得爱。
But we as a human being, our love is very limited.
但是我们懂得的爱却是一个有限度的爱。
Because we can only love, we can only love on how much we know how to love.
那么因为我们能够爱的，只知道说我们如何去爱人而已。
But when it comes to love, we know very little.
但是如果我们讲爱本身它这么宽阔的条件之下，我们不知道它到底有多深。
So that's why if we truly love a family,
所以如果我们真的爱一个家人，我们的家人，
we need to love those who have the source of love.
那么我们可以知道我们必须要追求爱的源头在哪里。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ,
就好像主耶稣一样。
If we truly want to love a family,
如果我们今天真的要爱我们的家人，
we will love him first.
那么我们必须要爱主耶稣。
When we know how to love him,
如果我们知道先爱主耶稣，
and his love is inside of us,
那么他那个爱在我们的心里
面， and then we will know how to love our mother and father and our son and daughters.
那么我们就知道如何爱父母、爱儿女、爱弟兄姐妹。
Actually, when I first met my wife, I thought I truly love my wife.
当我遇到我太太的时候，我总觉得我非常爱她。
Of course, I met her before I came to know Christ.
当然，我认识她的时候是在我信主之前。
But during that time, I thought, wow, how can I love my wife even more than now?
那么我想想那个时候，我怎么样能够比我现在还要更爱她呢？
And then when I came to Christ, I realized actually I do not know how to love my wife.
那么当我认识主耶稣之后，事实上我才了解自己并不知道如何爱他耶。
Because by nature we are human beings, we are very selfish.
因为很自然的人都有私心的。
So many times I treat my wife with our respect and honor.
那么有时候我对我的太太并不尊重她的。
But I did not know that until I came to know the love of God.
我不晓得那个不尊重就是代表的是不爱，一直到我认识耶稣为主。
So now because I know the love of God,
现在我认识主耶稣的
爱。Then I can learn to love my wife as the way I should love her.
那么我就可以学习耶稣的爱，如何来爱我自己的太太。
And the same thing, imagine if we love our children more than God.
今天我们可以想想，如果我们爱我们的儿女超过爱耶稣的话。
For example, we know in Elizabeth, our little brother Jasper have eye cancer.
那么我们知道在伊丽莎白教会有这么一个小弟兄，他有眼睛的癌症。
For sure, his parents love him very much.
我们都知道他的父母亲爱这个小孩非
常。But even though they love him very much as a human being, they cannot do anything for him.
就算他这么的爱他，他们的父母这么爱他，身为过父母对他的癌症没有办法的。
But what they can do, they can pray to God.
但是他们能够做的就是跪下来向天上的神祷告。
Because in their lives, they put God first.
因为在他们的生命里面，他们将神放在第一位。
So even though if their child have no hope at all,
所以就算他们的小孩已经面临了绝症，没有希望了。
But because of Christ, they will have hope.
但是因为基督的关系，他们重新有了盼望。
So this means if they truly love their children,
这个代表说他们真的爱自己的儿女。
They have to love God first.
他们必须要先爱耶稣。
Because God is the source of our love.
因为我们都知道耶稣是爱的源头。
And through God, everything can be possible.
因为经由耶稣，凡事都可行。
Actually, when my father was sick in hospital.
那么在我的爸爸生病的时候，
and during that time, of course, as a son, I love him very much.
当然那个时候身为儿子的我很爱我的爸爸。
But when the doctor told me I have only 2 weeks to live,
但是他告诉我的爸爸只有两个礼拜了。
It doesn't matter how I love my father.
在那一刻不论我多爱他，
as a son, I feel so helpless, I cannot do anything for him.
身为一个儿子的我在那个时候是束手无策的。
But I have my God.
但是我有我的神。
And I can pray to my God.
我向我的神来祷告。
And my God can take care of my father.
而且我的神就能够照顾我所爱的父亲。
Even though I myself cannot take care of him.
那么就算我在这个时候束手无策，但是我可以祷告。
So that's why we need to live a life to put God first.
所以我们想要过一个感恩的生活，我们要将主耶稣放在第一位。
Only God's love fill in our hearts.
只有主耶稣的爱充满我们的心。
We can say that we love a family.
那么我们就可以大胆地说我们爱我们的家人。
We can say we love a mother and father.
我们就可以来大胆地说我爱我的父母亲。
We can say we love a son and daughter.
我们就可以大胆地说我爱我的儿女。
Because God is the source of love.
因为我们都知道耶稣是爱的源头。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 17.
我们再看路加福音十七章。
So to live a life of thanksgiving, we need to put God first in our life.
首先我们刚才已经谈到了要过一感恩的生活，我们就要将耶稣放第一位。
Luke chapter 17 verse 15.
17章的第15节
Verse 15
15节
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorify God.
那中有一个见自己已经好了就回来大声归荣耀与神。
Actually, during this time, who told him to go back to give thanks to God?
这个时候我们有没有想过这个人到底听了谁的话回来归荣耀给神呢？
Actually, nobody said to him anything.
事实上没有人告诉他要这么做的。
But he himself motivated himself to go back to God to glorify his name.
但是他却自己自动自发的回来大声归荣耀与神。
So this is the second way we live a life of thanksgiving.
这是我们要过感恩生活的第二个法则。
That every single day we want to draw ourselves closer to God and motivate ourselves to be closer to him.
那么也就是说每一天我们都要过一个亲近主的生活。
But if you love a person,
如果我们爱一个人，
of course every single day we will do our best to be close to them.
我们都会想每一天都与他更亲近。
Just like this man.
就好像这个人一样。
Even though no one tell him to go back and say thanks, but he himself was motivated to go back and give thanks.
就算在那个时候没有人告诉他说你一定要回去归荣耀，但是他自己心里面就是要回去归荣耀与神。
But sometimes we as human beings we are very lazy.
但是我们人却有时候懒惰了。
But the thing is in the book of Proverbs tell us about ants.
那么就好像在箴言里面告诉我们的蚂蚁一样。
Actually, the ants have no captains, no ruler, no overseer.
那我们看蚂蚁是没有带领，没有领队，没有人训练他们。
But they gather food for the summertime, in the summertime.
但是在夏天我们看到蚂蚁就很勤劳地收集食物。
Because they know the winter is coming.
因为他们知道冬天来了他们会受不了。
But how much more wisdom we should have as a human being?
但是 看看我们人类我们该怎么样学习这蚂蚁呢？
That's why sometimes we should not be lazy.
所以我们常常要提醒自己不要懒惰。
Especially in the United States, we really become so lazy with everything.
尤其我们在美国，事实上很容易在生活里面常常让我们都变得懒惰。
Almost every restaurant have a drive-through.
每一个餐厅呢都有这个所谓的开车经过就可以拿走的餐厅。
Why? Because people become so lazy.
因为每一个人都变得很懒惰。
So when I was in Africa, I shared this with our brother and sister there.
那么我在一个教会跟大家一起来分享一个道理的时候
，And I said to them in America, you know, when you drive, you can drive through and pick up pay and then pick up food, and they cannot understand this idea.
在非洲的时候呢，我跟弟兄姐妹在分享这样的生活条件的时候，他们没有办法了解说什么叫做开车经过就可以拿到吃的。
They say, what do you mean?
那么他们问说你到底在说些什么
？I say you order food, you pay for, and then you go to the window, you pick it up, and then you just eat in your car.
我必须要很仔细告诉他们说，你开车不用下车，付了钱，叫了东西，开车就走就可以了。
But most of them they cannot believe it.
他们事实上没有办法相信这是一个现象。
Why? Because some of them they walk for hours to go to a certain place.
因为这些弟兄姐妹有时候必须要走路几个小时为了吃一顿饭。
I remember when I was in Kenya.
当我记得我在肯雅的时候。
True seeker walks 6 hours one way to be baptized.
那么一个慕道者走了6个小时就是为了要接受洗礼。
I'm talking about 6 hours, not smooth road, right? Up the mountain, down the mountain, it's very difficult.
光单程就要6个小时上下还要过河过山。
So both ways took her 12 hours to be able just to get baptized.
换句话要让她能够受洗的话来回要花她12个小时的时间。
But how about for us?
但是看看我们呢
？Sometimes we are so lazy, get up to come to worship God.
有时候我们甚至懒惰到连教会都不想来了。
Sometimes even though the Bible is right in front of us, you not pick it up to read.
有时候我们懒惰到就算圣经在我们面前，我们都不想打开来看。
And sometimes to kneel down and pray for 5 minutes seem like the whole day is going to be full of burden.
有时候我们懒惰到跪下5分钟就觉得说这个是个重担，好像已经太久了。
That's why we truly live a life of thanksgiving.
所以我们想要过一个真的感恩的生活。
We have to motivate ourselves to draw ourselves closer to God.
我们必须要能够自动自发的来亲近神。
We cannot be lazy.
我们不可以过一个懒惰的生活。
Then I heard this story about the laziest man in the whole world.
我听过这个所谓的全世界最懒惰的人。
And every time I think about this story, I laugh quite a bit because it's quite funny.
我每次听到这个故事呢，我都觉得非常的可笑。
So this man, he's the laziest man in the whole world.
这个人是一个全世界最懒惰的人。
So every time his wife cook food for him, or the wife also feed him.
他的太太呢不只帮他做食物而且还喂他
Because he's too lazy to eat.
因为他已经懒到了连动手都不想动了
So one day the wife's parents were sick.
那么有一天这个太太身为太太的父母亲呢生病了
She had to leave several days.
也就是说他必须要离开家里面照顾他自己的父母
But she was so worried.
那么她很担心呢。
She said, "If I leave my husband, how can he survive? He'd be dead by the time I return."
那么如果我留这么一个丈夫留在家里面，等到我回来，他可能都死了。
Because she knows that her husband was so lazy.
因为她知道她自己的丈夫是一个多么懒惰的丈夫。
And she came up with a great idea.
所以她有这么一个很好的主意。
Say, "I will make him a big donut."
我让我做一个很大的甜甜圈。
I will put a donut on his neck.
那么我把这个甜甜圈呢，就套在他的脖子上。
Because he's so lazy, all he needs to do is just eat the donut.
因为他懒惰到呢，他只要张口就可以咬到这个甜甜圈了。
And so she was very joyful. She came up with this great idea.
啊，所以她很高兴了，这个主意真不错。
So she left for several days.
因此她就离家到其他地方去几天了。
And she came back home.
几天之后她回来。
And she found her husband dead.
她还是看到她的丈夫死了。
And that time she cannot understand.
因为她没有办法了解说为什么这样还会死呢。
She's like, how my husband died? I make him the big donut to eat.
那么我的丈夫为什么会死呢？我不是帮他做了一个大大的甜甜圈吗
？So that time when she went closer.
那么她靠近一点看。
Because he was so lazy.
因为她的丈夫已经懒惰到真的可以了。
After he finished eating the donut in front of him.
她吃完了在他前面这一块的部分
He was so lazy to turn the donut to eat the other side
这个丈夫已经懒到连转都不想转所以他根本吃不到
So actually even though this story is very funny to us
所以当然我们听这个故事很好笑的
But how many of us we know we need to partake the spiritual food
但是我们今天我们想一想我们今天对我们的属灵食物是不是也这么懒惰呢
But how many days we go without eating the word of God
我们想想看有多少天我们已经没有吃神的食物了
And how many weeks we go out with eating the word of God
我们想想看搞不好几个礼拜我们都没有摸到神的食物了。
So we did not eat the word of God for sure. Spiritual inwardly will become, you know, we become dead.
我们都知道属灵的生命没有属灵的食物，属灵的生命就活不下去了。
So、that's why we should not be lazy.
因此我们不能够在属灵懒惰。
But rather to motivate ourselves to draw to the true and living God.
相反的，我们更要自动自发的来主动亲近神。
But maybe sometimes we can say to ourselves.
有时候我们会这么告诉自己
If we are weak and pray, how can I pray? It's very difficult.
如果我已经是很软弱了，你叫我怎么祷告啊？
I remember when I was in TTP, Theological Training Program.
那么我记得我在这个神学训练班的这个课程里面
As a student, I need to pray at least 2 hours a day.
那么身为一个神学生，我必须要每天祷告2小时。
And sometimes the instructor gave me so much homework.
那么有时候呢，老师呢给了我们很多功课。
I cannot go to bed till 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
那么有时候2到3点钟晚上啊、半夜都还不能够入睡，因为太多功课。
But of course, I have to get up 7 o'clock in the morning to pray.
但是每一天最重要的课程7点钟要起来祷告。
Of course, even though I'm by myself.
虽然我自己一个人。
If I don't pray, nobody knows.
那么如果我不祷告，事实上没有人知
道。If I don't get up, if I get up at noontime, nobody knows.
如果我中午才起床，也没有人知道。
But I know God would know.
但是我知道神晓得。
So because of this, like at 6:55, I would roll off my bed and try to pray.
所以6:50我就起床跪下祷告。
And the first 20 minutes, I do not know what I'm doing.
头二十分钟，事实上在祷告里面，我不知道自己在干什么。
Why? Because I'm half asleep. Because I'm so tired.
因为我累到是感觉到说已经半睡半醒的状态。
But I realize many times after 20 minutes, then I feel like the energy of God's kicking in.
但是每一次20分钟祷告之后，我都感觉到神的灵进入我的里面。
I see the time that I feel the most tired.
那么也就是在那个时候感觉到最累的时候。
The time I feel the most power from God when in prayer.
但是最累的时候，也就是感受到神能力最强的时候。
Because God understands.
因为神了解我们。
Many of you work very hard every single day to provide for your family.
今天我们在座的每一位，每一天都工作，努力工作到真的辛苦。
So He did not expect you to pray 2 hours a day.
所以他并不期待我们每天跪在他的面前2小时的祷告。
But He just wants us to set a certain time to pray to Him.
但是他的重点只希望在我们每天生活里面看到我们。拨出时间来跪下向他祷告。
To communicate with him.
事实上要跟他有沟通的。
If we truly love God,
如果我们真的爱神。
We would not go one day without communicating with him.
我们没有一天会忘记和神交通。
When I go to Africa, I go over 1 month.
那么我到非洲有一个月的时间。
Of course, during that time, when my wife was in Boston, every time I go somewhere for 1 month, I always miss Boston very much.
那么每一次我离开这个波士顿，我太太住在那个地方。离开一个月之后，我事实上很想念家人。
Of course, during that time, I thought, you know, because I live in Boston for 27 years, so that's why I miss Boston so.
因为我住在波士顿呢，有27年之久，所以我每次离家都会想家。
And then when I moved to California, San Jose.
那么当我搬到圣何西区的时候
，And everywhere I go, I always miss San Jose.
那么我不管到任何地方，我总是想家。圣何西总是个家。
And then I realized all this time that I'm missing is not Boston, it's not San Jose, but rather I miss my wife. life.
那么事实上呢，我才回想到说，事实上我不是想念那个城市，而是想念我的太太。
Especially when I'm in Africa.
特别是我在非洲的时候。
Because the phone call to United States is very expensive.
从非洲打电话回美国是很贵的。
If you talk for 10 minutes, $10.
因为十分钟要花你$10
的。Of course, $10, the family in Africa, they can buy food for a week and a half for $10.
十块钱美金在非洲事实上可以买一个礼拜的食物。
So every time I call my wife, I feel so guilty.
所以每次我打了十分钟，我都自己觉得很罪恶感了。
So then my wife said, when you come back, I'll give you the money.
所以我太太说，你回来我给你这十块吧。
But I say it's not that. When you are there, you truly, you know, you just feel guilty.
但是并不是这么回事的，因为在那个时候花十块钱打电话是人家一个礼拜吃饭钱。
But what I'm saying, when I was in Africa, the person I miss the most is my wife.
所以我在非洲的时候，我最想念的人就是我太太。
Especially sometime I go the whole week without speaking to her.
那么有时候我去一个礼拜，这个礼拜没有办法跟她联络上。
And how much we should love our God.
那么我们想想看，我们如何爱神呢
？And how much we should read His words and pray to Him.
我们每一天应该如何祷告来读他的话呢
？So we truly live a life of thanksgiving.
所以如果我们真的要过一个感恩的生活
，We put God first in our life.
我们要将神放在第一位。
We will motivate ourselves to draw ourselves closer to Him.
我们要自动自发的来亲近神。
Let's see Luke chapter 17.
我们再看十七章，路加福音十七章
17:16.
十六节
16:16.
十六节
And fell down on his face at his feet, gave him thanks, and he was a Samaritan.
又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他，这人是撒玛利亚人。
So you can see 10 people were cleansed.
我们都知道十个人被洁净了。
We do not know how many Samaritans were cleansed.
我们不知道这十个人里面有多少个是撒玛利亚人。
But one thing we know for sure, one Samaritan, right, 10% of the people came back and give thanks to God.
我们知道这十分之一里面的这一个人是撒玛利亚人，回来向神感恩。
Why did the Bible mention he was a Samaritan?
为什么圣经里面特别提到说这人是撒玛利亚人。
Actually, we know the Samaritan have no dealing at all with the Jews.
我们都知道撒玛利亚人跟犹太人是完全不交往的。
When they see one another, they do not communicate.
他们就算在街上碰到了也不说话的。
But this did not stop this man to come back to give thanks to God.
但是不因为这样的原因使得这个人不回来感谢神。
So what does this mean?
所以这告诉我们什么
？If we truly live a life of thanksgiving，
如果今天我们真的过了一个属灵感恩的生活
，we would love God unconditionally。
我们会爱毫无条件的来爱神。
When we are poor, we love God。
如果我们贫穷，我们还是爱神。
When we are rich, we love God。
我们软弱的时候还是爱神。
It doesn't matter what kind of circumstance we're in, we continue to love God。
不论在什么样的环境下，我们都是爱神。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8。
我们请看罗马书的第八章
，chapter 8 verse 35。
罗马书第八章的第三十五节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 35.
罗马书第八章第三十五节。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 38.
三十八节。
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39.
39节
Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Actually, Paul, he truly knows how to live a life of thanksgiving.
我们在这边看到了保罗如何懂得他要过一个感恩的生活。
Because he has shared us to live is Christ and to die is gain.
因为他这里告诉我们说，任何困难都没有办法挡住他对神的爱。
That's why he understands the love of God very clearly.
因此，他对神的爱了解的这么深刻。
And verse 35 say, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?"
三十五节已经很明确告诉我们，谁能使我们与基督的爱分开呢
？Then he says, "Shall tribulation?"
难道是患难吗
？Or distress or persecution?
还是痛苦，还是逼迫
？Or famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword?
那么还是饥饿，还是赤身肉体，还是刀剑危险吗
？And then verse 38 says, "For I am persuaded neither death nor life nor angel nor principality nor powers nor things present nor things to come."
三十八节更进一步告诉我们，因为我深信，无论是生是死，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
And then verse 39 say, "Nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
三十九节是高处，是低处，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这个爱是我们主耶稣基督里的。
Actually, Paul has great love for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都知道保罗爱主耶稣 是非常的至深至切。
Even though during his ministry he went through many trials and tribulations，
在他的布道当中呢，我们都知道他经过了很多的痛苦逼迫。
But he made it all the way to the end。
但是他来到了最尽头。
And a crown of righteousness was waiting for him。
那么那治好的皇冠等着他。
Why? Because he understands how much God loves him。
因为他知道神如何深切的爱他。
And he understands that he nothing will stop him from the love of Christ。
因为他知道没有任何的事情、人事、地物可以将他的爱分开。
Sometimes we are the chosen people of God。
今天我们是属神的人。
Actually, many of us we are blessed by God。
我们在生活当中都受到神的恩典。
But sometimes when we are blessed by God, we forget about Him and to give thanks to Him。
我们虽然受到神的恩典，但是在生活里面，我们却常常的忘记感恩。
Just like for example，
就好像这么说
，If I love my wife very much，
如果我说我很爱我的太太
，Of course, if she loved diamond, would buy want to buy her the biggest diamond I can。
那么我当然会买。世界上最大的钻石给她。
But every day she just look at her diamond。
但是每一天她看看这个最大的钻石。
And she forget about Vudi。
那么她忘记了我这个丈夫。
Actually, as a husband, I would be very sad。
那么身为丈夫的就觉得很伤心了。
Of course, I gave her this diamond to enjoy。
那么我给她这么大的钻石，让她每天能够享受。
But because this diamond is so attractive to her, she forget about me。
但是这么大的钻石却取代了我在她心中的地位了。
So sometimes our life is full of blessing。
所以今天我们的生活，看看许多的该感谢的事情。
And then we live a life of complacency。
那么今天我们看到我们今天的生活呢是多么的丰富。
We need a heart of coal。
那么我们需要
，We need a heart of coal。
我们在心里面要有这样要有能够火炭的心情。
So this means our faith is very lukewarm。
那么换句话，我们的心是冷的。
So for us, we cannot make a determination: should I love Christ or love the world?
所以我们常常会觉得，在生活里面，我们爱世界超过爱基督。
But if we have this kind of attitude, this kind of feeling,
但是如果我们有这样的生活状态
actually, ，God will spit us out.
那么神会将我们这个不冷不热的水吐掉。
But sometimes when we are so poor.
但是有时候我们觉得自己真的是很可怜。
Also, we commit sin against God.
那么我们也常在生活里面呢犯错。
Just like when I was in Africa.
就好像我在非洲一样。
We know many our brothers and sisters they are very poor.
我们都知道在非洲许多弟兄姐妹都非常的贫穷。
So because of this, sometimes they need to steal to survive.
因此。因为贫穷，他们有时候真的要偷东西才能够生存下去。
That's why in the book of Proverbs chapter 30。
所以在箴言里面告诉我们
，This is the word of our goal。
那么这是我们生活的目标。
He say two things I request, please do not deny this。
那么有两件事情是我们不能够拒绝的。
Do not make me so rich that I forget about you。
那么不要让我太富有而忘记你。
Do not make me so poor that I have to steal and sin against you。
那么不要让我太贫穷而导致我要去偷窃而忘记神。
To be blessed and to be rich, to be blessed by God.
那么能够在神的恩典里面受到祝福
is a great blessing.
那么就是一个很大的恩典
But if this blessing, drive us away from God and become a curse.
那么如果这样的恩典让我们离开了神，就变成咒诅
Actually, I hardly see any of our members really, having a tough time to have food and water to drink.
那么事实上在我们生活当中我看到许多弟兄姐妹事实上没有一位都是因为吃不饱穿不暖的一个问题。
Just think about ourselves tonight.
像我们今天晚上。
Anything you want to eat, I'm sure you can eat.
今天我们想想看在我们生活当中我们想吃什么就吃什么。
It's not the problem that you don't have what to eat, you say what kind of food that you want to eat every single night.
那么今天我们的问题不是说我们吃不到而是说我们想想今天该吃什么。
For sure, our life is full of blessing.
当然我们看我们的生活总是充满的感恩
But make sure this blessing do not become a curse
那么确定我们要必须要确定这样的恩典不要变成咒诅
If we do not have time to read the Bible
如果我们没有时间读经
If we do not have time to pray to God
如果我们没有时间祷告
If we do not time to have fellowship with brothers and sisters
如果我们没有时间和弟兄姐妹有团契
And whatever we do is not a blessing from God
那么我们在生活里面做的一切事情都不是属神的恩典
That's why everything we do keep us from doing all this it actually is end up to be a curse
那么我们如果继续做这些不是属神恩典的事情最后会得到
咒诅的 Because Satan also can bless us with material things.
因为撒旦仍然可以借由物质上来祝福我们
But when Satan gives us something on the end is always some kind of bad result.
但是撒旦所带来给我们的最后的结果都是不好的结果
Because when Satan gives us something is always a side effect.
因为撒旦给我们的东西都是有后果的
And it's nothing that Satan can give us that our Lord Jesus Christ do not want to give us.
那么撒旦给我们的东西并不是说主耶稣不能够给我们
But sometimes Satan is very smart.
但是撒旦很聪明的哦
He understands how much we are worth.
他知道我们价值多少。
For example, when he tempted our Lord Jesus Christ,
就好像他在引诱试探主耶稣基督一样。
He knows how much our Lord Jesus Christ is worth.
他知道主耶稣基督代表的价值在哪里。
So that's why when he came to tempt him, he offered him the whole glory of the world.
所以当他来引诱主耶稣的时候，他把全世界的荣耀给他看。
But sometimes he just offered us a new car.
好像说他今天给我们一个新车。
Maybe a little bigger house.
或是大一点的房子
maybe a better career
或是更好的工作
so because of new car, better house, a new career we do not have time to come to worship God
那么但是我们在生活里面会意味着这个新车新房子更好的工作而失去敬拜神的时间
and we know it's not a blessing from God
我们都知道这样就不是神的应许
because every time that God gave us something is a blessing upon blessing
因为神给我们的总是在恩上加恩的东西
and whatever Satan has God have given to him in the first place
但是撒旦所拥有的也就是撒旦在一开始就有拥有的东西
So that's why we should not go and get from a second hand deal but rather get from the source which is God himself
所以我们在生活里面我们总是说不要买二手货生活在我们的属灵生活也是一样要从神那里拿到东西
So we truly want to live a life of thanksgiving
因此我们真的要过一个属灵感恩的生活
We have to reflect how God died and sacrificed himself for us
我们常常要想起神在主耶稣在十字架上为我们受死的情况
Without putting this inside our hearts it's difficult to live a life
如果我们没有这样的真理存在我们的心里面，我们很难过出一个感恩的生活。
So we live a life of thanksgiving.
所以我们要过一个感恩的生活。
We put God first.
我们将神放第一。
God first come before our parents.
因为神在我们的父母之前就是我们的第一。
Come before our children.
因为在我们的儿女之前。
And come before our spouse.
摆他在我们的任在我们的在我们的配偶之前。
Because if we truly love them.
因为我们真的爱他们
We will love God
我们就要爱神
Because God is a source of love
因为神是爱的原点
If we truly live a life thanksgiving
如果我们要过一个真的属灵感恩的生活
Every single day we will motivate ourselves to draw closer to Him
每一天我们都要自动自发的来主动亲近神
If we truly live a life of thanksgiving
如果我们想要过一个感恩的生活
We will love Him unconditionally
我们要爱他是没有条件的爱他
When we are poor we love Him
我们贫穷也爱他
When we are rich we love Him
我们富足的时候也爱他。
When we go through trying tribulation, we love him.
我们受到逼迫困难的时候也要爱他。
Nothing will separate us from the love of Christ.
没有任何的东西可以让我们跟神的爱隔绝。
God bless us and guide us always.
那么愿神的灵常常带领我们。
That's why I'm singing hymn 393.
我们请唱诗393首。